T! T is for turtle!
Back into the playlist. You just heard the song Magic Night by Summer Aviation, which you can find on their website, summeraviation.com. Kind of summery. You know, we are in the summer, so every night could be a magic night. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with a really cool band from Baltimore by the name of Do Crew. And we're going to be speaking with Andrew Dugan. So that's going to be a very pleasant experience for you guys. I plan to ask him some very interesting questions. One of them about Pinky and the Brain. So if you're a fan of that cartoon series like I am, make sure to stay tuned in. Speaking of staying tuned in, I have a debut song that no one's ever heard of. And I got an email from Christina Hale, who is working on this project. And she gave me the song Slow Burn. She's like, if you like it, I would like for you to play it. And if you don't like it, don't mention it. I did like it, so I said I would play for it. But because this is such a kind of newish, you know, thing, there's really not much information on the band. I don't even know if the band has a name yet. Right now, we're saying that it's Drag News, so I don't even have a link. This is that new. So we're debuting something new. If you enjoy it, just look, you know, on the interwebs, search for Drag News. And from there, hopefully we will get in contact with them later on. So here is the song Slow Burn, and we're going to have more right here on the playlist.
Dugan with Dew Crew, and you guys are going to be listening to Grounded for Life, and we'll be talking with Turtle coming up soon.
Do the laundry.
just heard the song Grounded for Life by Duke Crew, and with me on the phone is Andrew. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Over here, I just finished having lunch myself. So right now, it was weird. I just finished having lunch, and I know I shouldn't do this, but I eat right before, you know, I'm about to, you know, do an interview, which is mistake number one. And yet I still do it, and I know I shouldn't. And so it was funny because when I was talking right now, there was like some, there was like a little phlegm in my throat. So I kind of felt like I was like Kermit the Frog. Real weird. I know you just had lunch at McDonald's, which is cool because today they just started the whole Monopoly thing going on. Did you get any cool Monopoly things?
No, sadly I did not. Worst day ever.
Yeah, total fail already. I love those Monopoly. You know, I rarely ever eat at McDonald's. I kind of only do when it's that Monopoly time, just because I like playing the game. You know, it's
fun. I know it's sad. I'm also drawn to it during the Monopoly era.
Well, the reason why you're calling is not to plug how great Monopoly is for McDonald's. But because you do have a debut EP out, and the EP is entitled A Language Apart, and we just heard Grounded for Life off of that. Tell me about Grounded for Life. Have you ever been grounded for life? Is that what that's really about?
Yeah, well, we just figured it would be some funny context to write the song on. The guitar player, Chris Chinnery, had thought about it. He kind of had the idea in his head the whole time that we were writing the song. And once we came down to the lyrics, when we were all writing the lyrics as a group, it was pretty funny. We were all throwing ideas out there of, you know, different times and different things that have happened to us. And so we decided to just work off of that and make it a fun song.
Who had the worst thing happen to them?
Probably Chris. He went to jail. He went to jail, so he was almost grounded for life.
That's slow rock and roll. I love it.
It was mainly just him talking about getting in trouble, though. We were all kind of like throwing ideas out there of like, you know, of things that would be good in the song, but he pretty much had a lot of experiences getting in trouble with his parents.
I'm sure his parents are not very thrilled about that, but you know, I'm sure they're very supportive in his music, though. I'm sure.
Of course, yeah.
I know you guys are a band from Baltimore, and this is great because, you know what, I think you guys are the first band I've ever had on from Baltimore, so I would really enjoy if you can kind of tell me, paint me a scene of what the music scene is like out there.
There's kind of a big indie thing. There's a lot of cool, like, indie bands that are out of Baltimore, like Double Dagger is, like, a cool Baltimore band that's, like, an indie band, and it seems like there's a lot of like mainstream rock crap that comes out of there, but there's some cool like weird underground shows and stuff like sludge metal bands. It's a real grimy city, so the music tends to have like a grimy, kind of dirty sound to it almost.
That's interesting because, you know, I was listening to cuts off of your EP, A Language Apart, and it didn't feel grimy at all, which I found interesting now that you say that.
Yeah, we spent a ton of time doing pre-production for the album. We did a lot of rehearsal and everything. And there's a lot of, I feel like the Baltimore sound is kind of like it's like a rough, like, everybody just, you know, we do it real fast. You know, track it on some, like, four-track recorder or something and, like, put out some cassette tapes or something that you made yourself almost. But we just tried to be, like, really, like, as professional as we could about, like, you know, making sure everything is perfect, every tone on every, you know, guitar track was, you know, exactly what we had envisioned it to be, and just really putting a lot of time into perfecting our art.
Now, I know that you guys did use a metronome in the making of this EP. Do you still use that metronome for your live performances, or was that just mainly for the studio?
We did it. We started using it when we were writing the songs, and we would put it through the whole PA at our practice. And we would play through songs, and because the biggest thing was, like, you know, when we would write a new song, we'd find that we'd have all these drastic changes in tempo from the parts back and forth. So putting the metronome through the PA helped us really structure everything and play it out easier. So by the time we got into the studio to track it to a metronome, it wasn't weird. You know, we weren't spending a lot of time. But we just put the metronome in the drummer's ears for live shows now. we don't like put it in the rest of the monitors.
I know you guys did have, who's the sound engineer for you guys?
Our sound engineer is Matt Bittman, who is the sound engineer for At the Drive-In and the Mars Volta. And he actually just recorded, or he actually mixed the CD that Ozzy and Rainbow has just released, which is a self-titled CD, and he's currently touring with those guys.
Who did you have to kill to work with this guy? Because he's pretty major.
He's actually a close friend of mine. He recorded the first two CDs that I had put out, and he landed the Mars Volta tour in like 2008 or 2009, and he's just been going pretty hard at it since, but he's a real close friend to all of us.
What a great guy to have in your corner, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, I'm very curious as to maybe he put this in you guys, but I saw you guys copyrighted this album. Was that through his suggestion, or was that something that you guys all thought would be interesting, or how did that process go about?
I've copyrighted all the albums that I've released. That was just, it's just kind of a standard thing to me now that, you know, if we're feeling good about it and we're really proud of it, we want to copyright it just to make sure that it takes off down the road, that, you know, we're all taken care of.
Very nice. If next time you could put my name in there, so I'm kind of taken care of, I would kind of like that.
Absolutely. I'll call the Department of Congress the second I get off the phone. I got him on speed dial.
Oh, man, very cool. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about this album, which you can get on Bandcamp or iTunes, and the EP is called A Language Apart. And for more information on the band, visit them on their Facebook, facebook.com/DoCrewBand. And I'll have the links on the show notes, because you guys are a band, and you guys like to spell things difficult for everybody, because that's just kind of the way the music scene goes, as I've learned. But I know you guys did 10 songs, and you only put 6 on the EP. Two things: what is going to happen to these 4 songs? And maybe this is just me, but this is the second thing. Have you ever thought about putting those other songs out as B-sides? Because no other band is putting out B-sides anymore, and I'm kind of, I don't know, I kind of long for the B-side sometimes, you know?
So all the other songs that we had, like, I think like 2 of them kind of fit the idea of what we were going for, and one of them we didn't like at all, and the other one was a song that was just, it was almost like an indie pop song, and that song is called When It Snows, and I think that we might bring that one back, but the other ones we're just kind of, I don't know, I feel like with the whole songwriting process, you have to write bad songs to write good songs, and song after song, you know, they're not all going to be great, so, I mean, we could consider releasing the B-sides, but we like, we're not as proud of those ones as the rest, so.
Maybe that winter song, you released that one in Christmas, because that sounds like a, you know, like it could be,
yeah,
a Christmas tune or something like that.
Yeah, it is. It is great for watching snowfall and listening to it, no doubt.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do real quick. We are going to take another break, as we are hearing cuts from your EP, which, thank you, by the way, for allowing us to play cuts from A Language Apart. And let's hear the song. Oh, let's go with The Last Thread. And we're going to have more with my guest, Andrew from Do Crew, right here on The Playlist.
This is Andrew Dugan with Dew Crew. And if you like what you guys are hearing, you can check us out online at facebook.com/DewCrewBand. D-U-C-R-U Band.
Take it from me.
And that was Juggernaut, which, by the way, okay, out of the album, there were two songs, and Juggernaut was the one that stood out. It wasn't my favorite, but it stood out. If I had to give a placing of it, I would say it was second place. But it was a tough second place, because it was like I wanted it to be first, but the song that we're gonna play at the end, POV, which I feel is the best song on the album. But that's just me personally.
A lot of people feel that way. POV seems like it's trending pretty strongly.
I don't even know why. I hear it, and the moment I hear it, it's just like, oh, it's like, yeah, you know,
cool, man.
But I like Juggernaut too, you know, because, and I like what you guys did with this, which is you guys do the drum beat and then kind of all the instruments are then introduced. And here's the thing. I've seen this done a million times, but it's always done on what is it called when you're playing music and it's all like these time signatures that at first they don't they sound erratic, but then the time signature catches up and then it all goes and flows at the same time. I've seen that done. I haven't seen something like this done, and maybe I just am not aware that it's happening all around. But tell me about bringing in this process of bringing in the drums and then, you know, going and then putting everything else after.
Well, we just felt like it was, you know, it was such like a weird, like complex rhythm for the song that it would be tough to introduce it to the listener all at once. So we just kind of wanted to break it down and allow, like, you know, the listener to really take in the idea of, you know, like, this is the drum beat, you know, this is that rhythm guitar part that's kind of, like, sitting in the back, and then the, you know, really guitar part that's going to come in and bash everything in. But it provides, like, a really good insight. It provides, like, a really good insight of you know, what's to come and where everything's sitting.
I know the, on this EP, A Language Apart, the opening song is a song called Pinky. Is that because of Pinky and the Brain?
Yeah, the context of the song was that we wanted to write a song about, you know, like, this is the first song on the CD. We're really going to introduce it to everyone that, you know, we're here, you know, we're loud and proud, and we're going to take over the world with our music. So then we kind of realized, we were like, you know, holy crap, this is Pinky and the Brain. Like, this is what we're trying to go for with this song. And we were just sitting down drinking beers and realized that we were like, you know, we should just watch Pinky and the Brain and just straight up quote stuff right out of it. So we just sat there, like, we were just, like, taking notes. It was pretty ridiculous, the whole scene, but we were just taking notes from Pinky and the Brain, like, all right, like, a plane of this caliber, that would be cool. So we had all these sheets of all these lyric ideas from the, you know, the Pinky and the Brain show, and we just drew from that to put it in, and it turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted to talk, because Pinky and the Brain, I mean, okay, first and foremost, Animaniacs is one of my all-time favorite cartoon series. It's just really brilliant.
Yeah.
And I loved watching Pinky and the Brain. I just read, and maybe you did too, or maybe this might shed some light. I just read an article on Pinky and the Brain, and it took this interesting turn where they never tell you who is the genius and who is insane, but it actually says that Pinky is actually the genius, and Brain is actually the one that's insane. And every time now that I watch it, I really analyze it, and I'm starting to come to that conclusion that I think the article that I read was right, that Pinky is the genius. And now that you're watching this, I'm curious if you noticed that as well.
No, but that's pretty cool, though. I'll have to check that out the next time I'm watching it. I feel like we need to get, like, a box set just to keep it our practice space or something.
Right? Yeah, watch it and really dissect it. And then maybe you'll be like, you know what? Turtle is right. Good for him for knowing how to read, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. When you guys are not watching cartoons about taking over the world, what are you guys doing to kind of get away from it all? Because you know what? Like, some people are all about the music, and that's great, but sometimes it could just, you get tired, you know. I get tired. I take tons of vacation. That helps me. And when I'm away, I don't do anything but just veg out. What do you guys do?
I mean, on time off, we totally do the same thing and veg out. We all work in the industry. We all, like, the drummer is like a sound and lighting guy that works for a, you know, sound company. So he's always working shows. And I'm the stage manager of a club in D.C., so I'm always down there working shows. And then the guitar player works with me at the venue and, you know, is helping all these touring bands set up their equipment. And the bass player, he's got like a normal job. He works at like a CNC like machine shop, but he's real into like rock climbing and stuff. But the rest of us, we're just lazy. We don't do anything. We just hang out. I mean, but we're always writing. We're always doing stuff with music. Like, it's a big part of all of our lives. It's not just like okay, we go to band practice and we play, and then next week, you know, we wait a week and then we don't play until next week. Like, we're always, you know, writing and recording, and two of the other guys actually live in my house, so it's really good for, you know, if one of us has an idea, we can just run downstairs and be like, oh, hey, you know, we should work this out, let's do something with this, and, you know, instead of waiting a week and losing the thought idea of, you know, what we're doing the song.
It's real weird because I've been approached at the studio that I work with to actually go out and for us to purchase a house. And I've been hesitant about that only because I'm a solitary man, you know. I really need to just be by myself from time to time, and I can't really deal with being around people for an extended amount of time.
Right.
I don't know if you're like that or you guys are like that, but it seems like you guys aren't. It seems like you guys really enjoy each other's company. And not to say that I don't enjoy the studio's company or anything like that. I'm just, like I said, I'm an extremely solitary man.
Yeah, the way that my house is laid out, it's pretty segregated. Everybody's got, like, their own little space. We all have, like, our own little, like, kitchens and bathrooms and everything, so that helps a lot. Like, not having to share, like, a kitchen and a bathroom with someone, that's like the deciding factor. I don't know if we all share the same kitchen and bathroom, that would drastically change the way everyone feels about each other, I'm sure.
Yeah, what kind of home has more than one kitchen? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a house that was, it used to be like a little like tiny apartment complex, so it's like three apartments in one house. So it works out pretty cool. Everybody's got their own little space. And I've got like a little like studio in the back of my apartment.
I can't wait to go visit you guys. Like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, you can come out when you come sign the papers for the Department of Congress copyright stuff.
Done. Done. Now time to play the final song, which, like I said, POV, best song. If anything, I would say, and this is just me, that this song, I think, has the best opportunity to be played on radio. I know that you guys have got, you know, tons of momentum with everyone on the internet, you know, helping you guys and playing you guys. But tell me about going and trying to find a terrestrial radio station. Is that easy for you guys? Are they open to you guys, or what's going on?
I mean, it's just you gotta have a lot of momentum going into something like that for them to be interested at all. And we are going to be getting airplay on the Baltimore radio station 98 Rock coming up in the next month or two. We've got a show that we're playing with those guys, so they're going to spin a couple of our songs for us. But I kind of have like a whole process to, you know, how we're going to get to that spot. And I feel like, you know, now that we've got like a lot of good press and we're getting like, you know, like some play on internet radio stations and podcasts like yours, you know, that we can take all this content and start to organize just like a college radio campaign. And then once, you know, we get like some good numbers from all that, then we can really go to like radio stations and say, hey, look at all this crap. People love us. Please play our songs or else we'll kill you. So,
yeah, you got to be like, you have to play us because this is part of the whole taking over the world process, guys.
There you go. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Like I said, the debut EP, Language Apart, you guys are doing something really cool on Bandcamp, which is you guys are letting people name the price for that.
Yep.
So, you know, that's very cool. You guys are also available on iTunes. So even if you go and you buy the album on Bandcamp, at least go and write these guys a nice review on iTunes just to give them some more notoriety in the iTunes universe. If all you guys that are listening can do that, would really appreciate it. Facebook.com/DoCrewBand, and I will have all the links to all your social media sites on the show notes. So for more information, log on to EnterTheShell.com, and you can follow these guys on Twitter. Thank you again for allowing us to spin some of your music and for allowing us to interview. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, man.
Cool. We leave you now with Pugin. What's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.